Now a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And now you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves." Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" I'm going to stop over there at that point. During the past couple of weeks, we have been studying the Holy Spirit, who he is, his qualities and attributes, how he is represented in the Word of God, his works, and the wonderful effects that he can have in the hearts of believers. This morning, I would like to speak about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives gifts so that his work can be accomplished. The Lord equips his children for his service and the advancement of his kingdom on earth. It's very possible that the individual may have more than one gift. We always say God is not stingy. Psalm 139, verse 14 tells us, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And that connects to what we're saying this morning about the spiritual gifts. A pastor once said, "God has created you for a special purpose and has gifted you in such a way to see that that purpose comes alive in your life." In other words, when God created us, he knew what gift or gifts he wanted to give us. So he put certain things in our personality. We want to use the gifts that the Lord has given us so that we can help our own church grow over here and prosper, and also help to reach a dying world for Jesus. We know that time is short, as we always say, and we want to and should be working for the Lord. If you could turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 1 to 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to begin at verse 1. Give you a moment to get there. First Corinthians chapter 12, I'm going to read verses 1 to 11. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to the mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestations of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works in all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills." Now we're going to discuss each of these spiritual gifts, and to make it easier for you, you can follow along. I have the handout here. Someone would like to just pass these out. because I know it's going to be a lot what we're going to say this morning, so I'm going to help you to follow along. Very important topic not to be taken lightly. Okay, so let's define these gifts. Word of wisdom, the ability to know, understand the Lord's thoughts regarding a situation using the Bible as a reference. The word of wisdom may help someone in making the proper choice. It gives direction. There is the word of knowledge, which we have seen in this church and hope to God it comes back. Word of knowledge pertains to the Holy Spirit giving knowledge regarding persons, places, or things. There's a book in the back, words that were given to different people in this church, including myself, some beautiful words. The knowledge from the word of knowledge could be for a certain purpose or instruction in the person's life. This knowledge could be for a correction also. The spiritual gift of faith is defined as enduring faith to believe God with confidence for things unseen, for spiritual growth, and for the will of God to be accomplished. Healing, the ability to be used by God for someone's physical or emotional healing, as in praying for the sick. It has happened at this altar. Miracles, the gift of being able to perform a supernatural or extraordinary act as an instrument of God. Prophecy, the ability to boldly declare the truth of God, regardless of the consequences, in order to call people to righteous living. To instruct or enlighten others in order to encourage them. Distinguishing of spirits, also known as discernment of spirits. The ability to perceive whether a person's actions originate from godly, satanic, or merely human sources. Tongues and interpretation. The ability to speak or interpret in a language which is unknown to you, and then communicate divinely anointed message from God. Now a person may speak and interpret, or someone may speak and another interpret. I'm sure you all remember seeing this in this church. This is different from speaking in tongues when someone is baptized with the Holy Spirit. When the individual is baptized with the Holy Spirit, the speaking in tongues is evidence of the baptism or the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Tongues and interpretation is a gift of the Holy Spirit. All these gifts are from the Holy Spirit, and the one having the gift or gifts is never to become proud. These are gifts from the Lord and not human abilities. God gives the gifts and the abilities. Now there are other gifts that the Lord gives. There's administration, the ability to coordinate and organize people and projects. And you can see the references on your paper over there in the book of Acts and in 1 Corinthians. Apostleship, the ability to provide spiritual leadership to a group of pastors and churches that brings fruit among the congregations. Again, the references are listed. Craftsmanship, the gift of using hands and mind to benefit other believers, using artistic, creative, or variety of construction ideas. Evangelism, the ability to share the good news of Jesus with others in such a way that many non-Christians come to believe in Jesus and are converted to Christianity. Exhortation, the gift of appropriately communicating words of encouragement, advice, or rebuke among believers. Giving, the gift of cheerfully and generously contributing personal resources to the work of the Lord. That's one that's obvious in this church, thank God. Helps, the ability to work with the support, the ability to work with and support another Christian ministry effort. Hospitality, another one that's obvious in this church. The gift of making people feel at home, do it with the police and the fire and the town council when we have them here. This is hospitality. The gift of making people feel at home, welcome, cared for, and part of the group. Let's just read an example of this one. This is in Acts chapter 16, and we're going to read verses 14 and 15. I'll read it to you. Acts chapter 16 and verses 14 and 15. And a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her husband had been baptized, she urged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay. And she prevailed upon us. So we see here the gift of hospitality. These verses refer to the hospitality of this woman Lydia, the seller of purple. And here, check this out. Her house was probably the first church on European soil. See how God works? There are other references also below that. Hospitality also includes entertaining strangers, because you can read in the book of Hebrews that some people were unaware that they had been hospitable to angels. So that's something that God can make happen. Intercession, the ability to earnestly pray, even for significant lengths of time, on a regular basis. We have that in this church. We have someone online over here. We have Rose, intercedes and prays lengths of time for that list in the back. And she has the gift of intercession. Thank you, Rose. Leadership, the gift of leading or influencing others for a purpose or mission. The gift of mercy, the ability to feel sincere sympathy and compassion in a way that results in practical relief for the person's hurt, pain, or suffering. Missionary, the gift of effectively ministering to cultures other than your own. Music, the ability to make significant contribution to worship experience. This can be through the use of instruments or singing. Even singing is included in this gift. Okay, and first and second Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13 states, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. This is while they were worshiping. This was the glory and the power of God. We also have Psalm 150. If you could turn with me to this one, this is important. This comes under the gift of music. Psalm 150. I'm going to read Psalm 150, coming under the gift of music. Praise the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the trumpet sound. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. The lyre, I believe, was an old form of a guitar. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You could see the gift of music in this psalm. Another gift, pastor, which is defined as shepherd. The gift of assuming responsibility for the spiritual growth of a Christian group of believers. Service. Having the ability to identify and meet practical needs of others. Teaching. The ability to effectively teach the Word of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And this includes the Sunday school teachers that we have in this church. So we each have a purpose in God's kingdom, and He wants us to work for Him according to that purpose. We are gifted. The Lord has gifted us. The Lord has gifted every one of us. We have gifts, whether you realize it or not. Our tendencies and our activities can point to a gift or gifts that the Holy Spirit has given. Someone may receive family and Christian friends into his or her house with a warm welcome and much preparation. My mother was very good at this. This is the gift of hospitality. Another person may seem to always have the proper words and approach for speaking to a non-believer about the Lord and salvation. This is the gift of evangelism. Someone through the knowledge of the Holy Spirit may know what the person is saying when speaking in tongues. This is the gift of tongues and interpretation. Another person may earnestly and sincerely pray for others on a regular basis. This is the gift of intercession. A person may think that he or she has only one gift. But if he is faithful in the one gift, the Holy Spirit can certainly give more. If you don't know, or if you are not aware what your gift or gifts are, there is a spiritual gift test or survey that you could take. This test or survey will help you to discover what gift or gifts the Lord has given to you. Then ask the Lord to confirm the results of the test and then to lead and direct you as to how He wants you to use these gifts. These gifts are from the Lord, and He knows how and when these gifts are to be used. There are no right or wrong answers in this survey. The purpose of this test is to help you learn what gift or gifts the Lord has given to you. It may be that God has given you a gift or gifts that coincide with something that He has given you in your personality. If anyone is interested in taking this test, please see me after church. If I could have your attention on this one. If anyone is interested in taking this survey, it's no right or wrong answers. I have it in the back. You could take it. It doesn't take long to take. And it will show you what spiritual gifts the Lord has given you. take it home. You could get back to me next Sunday, and we could discuss what these gifts are. But I have it in the back, and you'll be surprised. You may not realize what the Lord has given you. So I have the test in the back. I encourage you to take one, fill it out, and I could show you in the back how it works. It's not hard. Take it home, you do it, bring it back next Sunday. Okay? Okay, so we need to remember that these gifts are from the Holy Spirit and are to be used under His guidance and direction. He is the giver of the gift or gifts, and these gifts are to be used according to His will and for His purposes. We are never to become proud about these gifts. They are from the Lord and not from any human ability. The ability is from the Holy Spirit. Now, we don't want to disappoint the Lord by not using these gifts that He has given us. Don't disappoint Jesus. Imagine what it would be like if someone never opened a gift that you gave them for Christmas or for the birthday. You would wonder, what is wrong? The Holy Spirit gives us gifts, and we are to use them for His work, His honor, and His glory. We don't want to disappoint or sadden the Lord by not using the gift or gifts that He has given to us. What do you have in the house? Getting back to our introduction to this message. What do you have in the house? What is in your house? In other words, what gifts has the Lord given you? Discover what gifts the Lord has given to you. Then use them for the advancement of His work and for His glory.